Let us go before the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we come truly this morning with our hearts full of thanks for your love, for your grace, and for your mercy. Father God, we thank you that we can cry out to you just as you tell us in your word that you hear us, that we cry out for mercy. And Father God, so many of us are thinking about what's happening in Baltimore, Maryland. And we pray, Father God, for a rush of your spirit to go and arrest the folks that are being unruly, that are being violent. We pray for those that are in authority in Baltimore, Maryland. We pray for a reign of your spirit. We pray for peace and we pray for calm in the name of Jesus. We know, Father God, that there has been an injustice made, but we know that violence is not the answer. So, Father God, for those of us who are mothers and fathers and grandfathers and grandmothers and aunts and uncles and people who are concerned, who are your people, we cry out this morning with a heavy heart asking you, God, to have mercy, to raise up the people of God, to be the peacemakers, to be those that will challenge those that are being unlawful, Father God, in the precious name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you that we can come together on the Master's call this morning where it's all about the Master. We pray for our founders, the two dynamic women of God who said yes to this call, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We ask and thank you for their leadership. We thank you for their gifts. We thank you for the call on their life. We pray that you continue to bless them and their families, Lord God, as they continue to do your work. Now, Lord, we also thank you for our mouthpiece this morning, Coach L.A. We thank you that you've already downloaded a word for us today. Lord, I pray that you will allow his teaching to come forth with clarity, that his voice is clear, that his vocal cords are right, and that he will be your speaker, your messenger of your word today. We thank you for the Master Call family, the artist family. We want to lift up our corporate family, the Diaz de Leon family, and we ask that you continue to give them wisdom as they continue to grow the artist company. We ask all these things in the matchless name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. God bless each and every one of you. I pray that you will just continue to lift up those that are in Baltimore as well as Nepal. And at this time, I am going to turn the call over to the host. Host, are you there?
I am. Can you hear me, Minister Ada?
I can hear you loud and clear, Minister Robin. We love you and appreciate you. Take it away.
Thank you so much. We love you and appreciate you. God bless you. And thank you for opening us up in prayer. Well, well, well. Good morning, precious, precious Master's Call family. We are so glad that you are here. This is Minister Robin on the East Coast. And along with Minister Ada and our co-founders, we welcome you to the Master's Call. It's an awesome call. It's a glorious call. It's a call all about our Master. And it was founded on October 25th, 2010, by Dr. P.K. Roberts, and also by Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We stand on Psalms 88:13, and it reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you," because that's what we are all about. We go before the Father, we bring your prayer requests, our prayer requests, and the prayer requests of the world to the King of Kings, and he is faithful to answer them. We also have a mission statement that is truly showing us we are enriched, we are enhanced, and we are empowered believers as we begin our day. This call starts Monday through Friday. We're here every single day of the week. We start at 7 to 7:30 Central Standard, 5 to 5:30 Pacific, 6 to 6:30 Mountain Standard and 8 to 8:30 Eastern Standard Time. We have a website for you. That website address is www.themasterscall.net. All of the messages have been archived. You can find out about all of our speakers. For instance, Coach Minister LA is coming forward. Lance is coming forward today. You can find out more about this mighty man of God. And all of that is at themasterscall.net. And you can download the messages if you desire to do so. And if you would like to be part of our team, a prayer intercessor, a greeter, bring a word forward, you can send those emails to info@themasterscall.net. And either Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon or myself will get back to you. We would love to have you join us. We've called team people. Join us from the north, south, east, and west. So send it all to info@themasterscall.net. Many of us, we are here on this call because we heard about this call because of Artists International. Yes, that is a health and wellness company. We are entrepreneurs. We are businessmen and women. We have awesome products that you can find out more about from the person that invited you to the call or even the distributors. You know we have our MMC call. It's our morning motivational call immediately following this call. And that number is 530-881-1300. It's hosted by our platinum president, Dorothy Cook, and an awesome team of leaders. So again, it's immediately following this call, and I'll give you that number again. But let me tell you about this mighty, mighty, mighty man of valor, this man of God who loves the Lord, Minister Lance Waterman. His mantra is, make a decision, move now. He is a certified life coach, a professional coach. He, too, is a health and wellness coach, a business coach, an executive coach, and a World Coach Institute and Dream Relief Center. Coach LA, he's committed to helping individuals transform their mind, their body, their spirit, and he does all of this by creating and accomplishing powerful goals and developing a life plan for you. He's a leader. He's a visionary. He works with various leaders and managers. He knows that productivity is important and so is profitability. He launched Speak Ministry in June 2012, and it empowers individuals to take responsibility for their health and wellness and also for their spiritual man. Speak Ministry has a weekly empowerment call, and that call is designed to provide practical information. It provides resources and tips to enable every individual to go forward and achieve success in their mind, their body, and their spirit. He's very passionate and committed about what he does, about the well-being of mankind. His passion and enthusiasm for transforming lives enables him to effortlessly connect with people on a personal and a heartfelt level. And I truly can say that is true. He and his beautiful wife, Lori, they travel together. They help individuals. And as I said, his passion and his commitment is to see also men and youth excel in all areas of their life. And it also compelled him to launch Youth, Our Next Generation. And he did that in 2003. Well, I'm not going to take away from this mighty man of God. I know he has a word for us. Get your tablets, get your phone, get the word, the sword of the spirit, your pen, your paper, and let me call forward my brother in Christ, Minister Coach L.A. Lance Waterman. Are you there?
Good morning. Good morning. Can y'all hear me?
Yes, sir. God bless you. It's all
Praise
yours.
Praise God. Thank you, Minister Robin and Minister Ada, for seating our wonderful guest this morning. If you're on for the first time, God bless you. Welcome. Today I want to speak on forgiveness, and I coined the topic, how do we forgive when we really don't want to? How do we forgive when we really don't want to? And some of you might be saying, that's not me. I'm a Christian, and I forgive all the time. I beg to differ. So I want to challenge you this morning. I'm not going to preach this message, but I want to teach this message. First, we have to define what exactly is forgiveness. The word forgives means to wipe the slate clean, to pardon, to cancel debt. See, when we wrong somebody, we seek his or her forgiveness in order for the relationship to be restored. God is about restoration. It is important to remember that forgiveness is not granted because a person deserves to be forgiven. Instead, it is an act of love, mercy, and grace. I want to say that again. Forgiveness is an act of love, mercy, and grace. See, God spoke about forgiveness in his word, and I want to give you three scriptures today to support this topic, how do we forgive when we really don't want to. In Matthew 6, 14 and 15 in the NIV, it says, "For if you forgive men when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their sins, your heavenly Father will not forgive your sins." I want to repeat that. See, God is saying to you that you have to first forgive those who sin against you, because if you do not, the word is specific. It says, if you do not, then your heavenly Father will not forgive you. Okay, in Matthew 18, 21 through 22 in the NIV, Peter came to Jesus and asked, "Lord, how many times shall I forgive my brother when he sins against me?" Again, Peter came to Jesus and asked, "Lord, how many times shall I forgive my brother when he sins against me?" Then he said, "Up to seven times?" Jesus, I don't think so. Jesus answered, "I tell you, not seven times, but 77 times. I'm going to repeat that. Jesus said to Peter, no, not seven times, but I want you to forgive him 77 times. Amen. Luke 23:34 in the King James Version, "Then said Jesus," and this is important, I want you to get this. He said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Again, Luke 23:34. "Father," this is Jesus now, "forgive them, for they know not what they do." It is so disheartening when we read the tabloids and the newspaper today and we see what's going on in Baltimore over this crisis. And we can surely assess what's happening, and we can say that there's much needed forgiveness for what's going on in Baltimore. God is saying he is drawing his people near to him. These are the end times, people, and we can surely rest upon God's forgiving grace, because as humans, our behavior suggests that people are hardwired to retaliate. Yeah, we want to forgive, but we have to remember that as humans, our behavior suggests that people are hardwired to retaliate. When somebody wrongs you, your first inclination, your first thing is really not to forgive them, but to retaliate, to strike out back at them. See, our pride or our self-esteem is injured when people wrong us. Yes, it is. Our expectations, dreams are disappointed when people hurt us. We lose something very valuable to us when there's a wrong done to us. We want to recompensate for the damages. We want stuff back. So it's hard for us really to first forgive individual, but there are other resistances which block our motivation to forgive. And what are they? Automatically, our thoughts, I'm going to say that again, automatically our thoughts or beliefs impede us from forgiving others. Yes, it does. See, we have to be careful, because there are a lot of stuff going on in that mind of yours, those thoughts. Oh, I'm not going to forgive him because he's just going to go ahead and turn around and do it again. That's a thought that is placed up in the mind. I would be a hypocrite if I forgave because I do not feel like forgiven. Imagine going up in church on a Sunday and carrying around some feeling about a fellow parishioner or assistant pastor or your choir director because he said something that hurt your feelings or they didn't say good morning or they stepped on your toe. You know who I'm talking about. And, you know, you're carrying that thing around to the point where it's festering and it's causing you to have an attitude or your actions towards that individual is so warped that it's displacing your thoughts. You can't concentrate on the message because you're focusing on the wrong that the person did. You have to first forgive yourself in order for you to forgive others. I'm going to say that again because somebody missed that. You have to first forgive yourself before you can forgive others. When we do something wrong or hurtful or disappointing, we tend to excuse our own behavior. When we do something wrong or hurtful or disappointing, we tend to excuse our own behavior by attributing external causes. I did that to him because he did it to me. He doesn't deserve to be forgiven because he's just going to continue to repeat the wrong. We tend to let ourselves off the hook and give ourselves permission to fail. We're talking about how do we forgive when we really don't want to. See, we need some help, people. We need God to really dig deep inside of us and work on our hearts. See, the weak can never forgive. This is Mahatma Gandhi. He says, the weak can never forgive. Forgiveness is attributed by the strong. See, when we are weak, how can we truly forgive? This is a real story. I had a good friend, and we became friends over a great period of time. I trained him in bodybuilding, and we became, forgive the expression, thick as thieves. His mother considered me a son to her, and so we were, as I would say, thick as thieves. And so the relationship kind of grew apart. I got married, and he stopped calling, and he stopped speaking, and then 3 years later, I finally contacted him, and it wasn't that particular day, and then I said, hey, man, I've been trying to reach out after 3 years, man. Where have you been? What you been doing? And he kind of hesitated, and he delayed his speech, and then he says, man, you know, I didn't call you because you had said something to me 3 years ago, and it didn't sit well. So I said, man, we're like brothers, and you held that against me. You didn't tell me. He said, man, I couldn't tell you because at that time I felt like you was high and mighty, that the message wouldn't reach you. I said, man, that is crazy. I said, but I'm going to ask you right now to please forgive me. I mean, 3 years to foster such a feeling and hold on to that thing. You know who I'm talking about. Some of you are holding on to something that you should have forgiven your brother or forgiven your sister. Perhaps like me, several times I hold on to stuff. My wife may have hurt my feelings or said something I didn't approve of, and I held that thing instead of talking about it and bringing it out there in the open. So I asked my friend to please forgive me, and I asked, can you accept my apologies? He said yes. So I went on to explain that, you know, I forgive you, you've forgiven me. I said, but if when we hang up and you choose not to communicate with me, I'm fine, you know, because we reconciled our differences. God released me from that situation and circumstances. So I'm telling you that, you know, holding on to stuff does nothing to you but spread like cancer. So if you are listening on this call and you're holding something against a brother or a sister or your husband or even your wife. I had a friend who I spoke to yesterday. She says, Coach L.A., I just found out that my husband has a 7-year-old son. I mean, really, that is so devastating. I said, sis, I'm going to pray for you right now because we got to take this thing to God in prayer. So I asked, I said, well, you know what, talk it out with your husband, and, you know, we're going to talk again. So I said, you know, you got to forgive that brother. So she says, it's hard, I said, but you have to find a way to forgive him. No matter how deep or how strong the sin is, we have to find ways to forgive our fellow man. So we got to pray for Baltimore. We got to pray for the New York for the police department in Baltimore. We got to pray for healing. We have to pray for the leaders. Amen. So that is something we have to do as Christians. And as for yourself, you got to pray. So our forgiveness really comes from how God is dealing with us on these issues. So what if I don't like to or feel like forgiving others? There are times that we don't feel like forgiving those who have wronged us. It is easier to act our way into feeling or talk ourselves into feeling the way we feel. You know, by forgiving others, we free ourselves spiritually and emotionally. That's right. By forgiving your fellow brothers or your fellow sisters, we free ourselves spiritually and emotionally. See, forgiveness is an act of our own personal will in obedience. Obedience is the operative word here. And submission, which is another word, to God's will. Trusting God to bring emotional healing. See, we got to believe that only God can bring about the emotional healing that we need when it comes to this forgiveness. See, when Peter asked Jesus, he says, "Lord, how many times? You know, because this man just keeps doing wrong against me, Lord. And so how many times shall I forgive him?" And he says, "Seven times." And God says, you know, that word seven times keeps popping up. No, Jesus said, no. Not seven times, but I want you to forgive him 77 times. See, because, see, we are not God. We cannot control the situation, nor should we try to control it. We have to give these things up to God in prayer. So I know it must be hard. It must have been hard for Peter, but you know what? Like Peter, we still face the same challenges today. We are tasked with the ability or non-way to how to forgive our fellow brothers and sisters. Don't go to church and sit down in that pew another Sunday, have an ought with your brother, have an ought with your sister. Go to that person so that God can release you, amen, because when you try to pay your tithes and offering, you are holding this thing in. How do you think that tithes and offering going to be effective when you still have some things against people that you're holding on to? After you get off this call today, call that person up, say, "Man, you know what? I heard a message and I held this thing on. I've held this thing for too long. I'm asking that you please forgive me." So we're talking about how do we forgive when we really don't want to, because we are hardwired to retaliate, to strike back. But God is saying, you can't do that. You can't. You got to find it within yourself to forgive that individual and let God work those things out. How can I help those struggling with forgiveness? I asked God. I said, people who have experienced abuse and trauma or loss need time to sort these things out. But they got to take it to God in prayer and let God bring about the place of forgiveness in his time, not ours. We want to help people to forgive right away. It doesn't happen overnight. Forgiveness is a process, but we have got to give it to God in prayer. We can't do this thing on our own. In God's time, God's timing is always the right time for each and every one of us. The act of forgiving others is between us and God. I'm going to say that again. Somebody missed that. The act of forgiving others is between us and God and nobody else. The only time we need to forgive a person face-to-face is at the moment we have asked by that person to forgive them for the hurt they have caused. You know what? Sometimes when people wrong me, I go to them first and I ask Lord, I ask them to please forgive me, because you know what? Even when they wrong me first, I go to them and say, look, just forgive me. I'm holding this thing against you because this is what you did. When I committed some sins against my wife and I've asked her to forgive me and asked, did she forgive me? And it was a process of forgiveness. It took some time. It took time for both of us to heal. And so we had to pray and pray without ceasing. It was a daily process. So don't believe that once somebody says they forgive you, everything is hunky-dory. It's a process that you both have to go through, because that person might have been emotionally damaged. And so that's why God says we have to learn this forgiveness thing. We have to pray for healing, not just for ourselves, but for others. We have to pray for hearing of what's going on in Baltimore and in this world. It's not just happening in Baltimore. It's happening all over the place. You know, the media, if we're not careful, the media will hype things up to the maximum hysteria, having people going crazy. We got to be careful, our family. And so, again, let me just define for you as I close what forgiveness is in God's eyes. He says the word forgiveness means to wipe the slate clean. That means when you clean your plate, that means there's nothing on that plate but things of left, whatever food was left. And sometimes we lick our plate clean because it was that good. So we have to wipe that slate clean. We have to pardon, to cancel a debt. You know, when we ask God to forgive us, we are asking God to cancel out a debt, wipe our slate clean, and to pardon us. Because when we wrong someone, we seek his or her forgiveness in order for the relationship. It's about relationship to be restored. God is about restoration. So we're asking God to restore us to a place where we were before the hurt was caused us or how we caused other people. So I pray that God would speak to our hearts this morning in the name of Jesus, and he would teach us how to love and forgive others as those that can forgive us. Do not wait another day, another minute, another hour, holding around some things that people cause you or you cause people. Call them up right now. If you see them this Sunday, tap them on the shoulder. Can I speak to you? But do not allow another opportunity to pass without you asking that person to forgive you, even if they hurt you or you hurt them, in Jesus' name. I'm done. That's it. How do we forgive when we really don't want to? Minister Robin, back to you.
Praise God. Thank you so much, Minister Lance. Awesome
Amen.
Word on forgiveness. Thank you so much. I'll be calling you back after we go to the Lord in prayer. And just
Amen.
A quick announcement. Father, you are so good to us, and you know how to bring the right people in our lives to teach us, to encourage us, and to assist us. So, Lord, we thank you for Minister Lance and for his beautiful wife, Lori. Father, we thank you that he will continue to move forward and be that encourager, Lord God. Be that minister in the marketplace, Father, that you called him to be. Thank you, Lord, that there's nothing missing in his life or in Lori's life, Father God, that they have everything that they need because you are providing it. You are Jehovah Jireh. And, Lord, just as he's teaching us and reminding us about forgiveness, you said love is patient and kind, and you said that love doesn't envy or boast, and it's not arrogant or rude. So, Father, if there's any type of bitterness or wrath or anger or any kind of malice in us, Lord God, bring it to the surface so your people can go forward, Lord. We can forgive those that hurt us, and then we can also go to the person that we may have hurt in the name of Jesus. We want to be kind. We want to be tenderhearted. So, Lord, just as you are a God of love and we are being duplicated and following after your image, teach us how to be your servant, filled with an attitude of love and forgiveness in the name of Jesus. And, Father, because you are Jehovah Rapha, the great physician, and I know I don't have that much time, you know our prayer requests. We brought them forward before you, and your word is not going to return void. And you, Lord Jesus, you took infirmities, and you bore sickness on your body. So we refuse to allow any sickness to dominate any of the TMC family members or even themselves, because the life of God is flowing through each and every single one of them, and they are healed and whole in the name of Jesus. Well, TMC family, I'm going to go ahead and give you the number that you can call if you want to listen to this message again on forgiveness immediately following this call. The current message number you're going to dial, 712-432-1085. Use the same identical PIN, 957-6000. 677 pound. And we also have our MMC call, the morning motivational call. It's immediately following this call. It is 530-881-1300, pin code 539-598 pound. I want to say have a blessed day, an awesome day. Go forward and forgive individuals, just like the man of God told us to do, taught us how to do, and he is going to close this call out for us. Are you there, Minister Lance?
Amen, amen, amen. Again, Matthew 18:21-22. Then Jesus came to, and Peter came to Jesus and asked, Lord, how many times shall I forgive my brothers when he sins against me? Up to seven times? Jesus answered, I tell you, not seven times, but 77 times. No matter how bad it looks, no matter how bad you feel, go up to your man, that fellow brother or sister, and ask to forgive. It will release you spiritually and emotionally. Have a wonderful day in Jesus' name. Bye-bye.